The Africa Report.
The Africa Report brought to you by Africa.com. Joining me on the line is Soku Sibiya, who is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Good morning, Soku. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Abunyilentis.
Yeah, well, yes. So talk to me. Connecting African and American learners the old-fashioned way. What's that about?
Well, this is about a program that's been happening with some schools, primary to junior high school in the United States, as well as in Kenya, where the children there are basically getting to know each other using the old form of writing letters to each other. Or you could call it what they, like, you know, when if it's a love letter, we call it a pen pal. So they've introduced this in terms of helping sure that the United States children get to know more about Africa instead of the narrative that's normally broadcast about Africa in the U.S. So they get firsthand of what the children they are studying, what they're learning. They share together their curriculum, their interests. And sometimes, you know, with technology having advanced as much as it has, they even share videos. At one point, the two different schools were holding dance competitions and are basically sending each other videos to see who had the best crew. And what this has done is that it's given hope to the children who are in Kenya in terms of, you know, I think everybody always wants to know, are you on par with the West when it comes to many things? And they found that their education is on par, and that their children are also going through some of the same issues. It might not be as severe, but we're still going all through the same issues. And it's helped them actually build a bond over the old-fashioned way. You know, when you write a letter to somebody, it's more personal as because it's your handwriting, it's your thoughts that you're pouring out on this letter, and you're getting to know each other. And this has really done well in terms for both sides in terms of getting to know each other.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. But also you talk about a song about living with albinism.
Yes, you know, albinism is a condition that many people don't understand, and across the African continent, people living with albinism basically face a stigma where they are hunted down, and basically some of them are killed for their body parts. There's an island in Tanzania where there's a whole community of people living with albinism. And now what they've done now is that they've actually come together and formed a choir or a music group, and it's called the Tanzania Albinism Collective. And they have a song out there, you know, that's just telling you about their lives, what their struggles go through, you know, songs of abandonment, songs of happiness. And they'll be performing the song in July in the UK as they go on a tour. So I've got a clip for you just to take a listen to what it sounds like. You know, they sing in their native tongue, which is in Swahili, and They you know, they get to take the world by storm as well. So just take a listen to this.
Yes, unjo ni okoe dunia nzito bwana inani elemea choki wivunja vile mavyalo magonjwa mazito bwana yanani elemea mimi maskini bwana nitakwenda wapi. Mimi ni yatima bwana sina pa kulala. Mimi ni mjane bwana sina msaada.
Sounds like a very, very sad song.
When it sounds like a very sad song, you know, and the lead singer who's singing there basically found out she could actually sing once was on the in this community, because all along, as I say, facing stigma, she's never allowed to sing. You know, she has always treated differently from her other siblings. But coming into this community where you find people who are like you and you realize you're not the only one, it's actually given some of them a voice that they thought they never had. Many of them, as I say, the community where they've built families together, they are protected in this community, and they now actually take their voices, their stories, and sharing them with the world in terms of letting people know that they are people as well. You know, they go through the same emotions as anybody else, and that they're not to be hunted down because they are human beings. There's nothing special about them. It's just that they're different.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear when I saw you. Listen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition of the Early Breakfast Show. We chat again tomorrow morning, Soku.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and a very good morning to you.